B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Big shopping weekend in Massachusetts. Instagram cracking down on fake news. And if you want to check out a new movie, there's a lot to choose from this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, the last thing R. Kelly should want to do is piss off his judge. And after what he did yesterday, the judge is beyond pissed.
Ramiro has your sports.
Celebrities. I know it's cool to fly in a private plane everywhere because, you know, it's a status thing. But just stop. It's safer. It's better for your health. I'll tell you why.
But first, Trump was in New Hampshire. Some people cared. I did not. And he called somebody fat.
I would like to have been there for that.
I heard about that. It was a protester, right? He said the guy...
Something like, go home and exercise or something. Jesus, God.
That's terrible.
Well, it's the weekend a lot of shoppers in Massachusetts have been waiting for. The sales tax holiday. So this weekend, retail items up to $2,500 purchased in Massachusetts will be exempt from sales tax. And it doesn't include... things like meals, cars, motorboats, gas, or tobacco, marijuana, or alcohol. Just and so you know.
It's tomorrow and Sunday or today?
Tomorrow and Sunday.
All right. Well, let me text the wife.
What do you get?
Yeah.
We were going to buy furniture but I'm going to say now we're going tomorrow.
Instagram has introduced a new way for you to flag posts for false content. Now, the feature will allow you to report a post and is available only through Instagram's mobile app. So to do it, you just go to the post you want to report, tap on that little three-dot menu, select report, then it's inappropriate and false information. Although the problem is it doesn't remove the post, but instead... demotes it and removes it from the Explore tab, but it'll be interesting to see what kind of things people report.
Right, I was going to say, who's to say, like, that what someone is saying is fake is really fake? You know what I mean? Like, I could just do that because I hate Ramiro, a post you put up about the marathon or something. Right. I can be like,
Ramiro's lying.
Right.
Well, if you're looking to check out a movie this weekend, there's a lot to choose from. There's Where'd You Go, Bernadette, starring Cate Blanchett. Blinded by the Light, it's the one about the teenager inspired by Bruce Springsteen. The Angry Birds movie 2, Good Boys from the people who brought you Superbad, and 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, starring Jamie Foxx's daughter, Corinne. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Jay-Z is defending his deal with the NFL, saying, we've moved past kneeling. In a press conference, Jay-Z says there's two parts of protests. You go outside and you protest, and then the company or the individual says, I hear you. What do we do next? So Jay says, now it's time for action. Praising Colin Kaepernick and the way that he brought everyone's attention to social injustices, and now we're on to the next phase. However, a lot of people ain't buying it, with one of Kaepernick's former teammates, Eric Reed, tweeting, it looks like your goal was to make millions and millions of dollars by assisting the NFL in burying Colin's career. Jay-Z getting a lot of criticism still. If you're a fan of the Hills like me, you know who Whitney Port is. And Whitney got everyone talking after she revealed that one of her biggest regrets in life is that she once turned down Leonardo DiCaprio. On her podcast, she said 10 years ago she met Leo at a club and they exchanged phone numbers and kept in touch for like 6 months before seeing each other again in L.A., where he invited her back to his place. And Whitney said no because she was too nervous. She had never had a one-night stand and didn't want to be with him alone. And she says to this day it's one of her biggest regrets in life.
That's her way of throwing it out in the atmosphere. Like, Leo, if you're listening,
right,
I'm down
right,
now.
Right.
And Leo's like, who are you again? Listen, I'm on a boat. Have you seen the pictures of him on a boat with this model? Everyone's taking, they turned it into a meme because it's him on a little jet ski thing and he's posing like...
Oh, wait, I did see that.
With his belly and he's posing like I got to find a few. Freaking picture of Leo. He just doesn't care, man. This dude bags models.
Listen.
And he has, when he lets himself go, I envy him so much.
He's living his best life.
Oh, big time.
And I told you guys yesterday how R. Kelly was miserable in jail, crying every day. He's in solitary, can't watch TV or listen to music. So one might wonder why he'd refuse an opportunity to leave. So he was due in court yesterday, but didn't show up because he refused transport. He's set to face several state and federal sex abuse charges and was supposed to appear before a judge. But according to his lawyer, he didn't because, quote, Moving Mr. Kelly is a large undertaking.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
What is he, a velociraptor? What is this, Jurassic Park?
I don't know what that
means. You give him a couple of jabs in the ribs with a stick and watch how fast he'll cooperate.
Right. Here's the thing. The judge was pissed off, clearly, but there's no repercussions behind it. He's like, just make sure he shows up to the next one. And the next hearing is September 17th, where R. Kelly's lawyers are promising he will be there.
Let me go in that prison and just say, just turn off all your phones and just, if I can guarantee that he'll make it to a hearing, just don't question my methods. Trust me, he'll get to that.
Damn.
He'll get on that damn transport.
Here's Romero with sports.
All right, let's talk sports here. The Red Sox did not lose yesterday. They didn't win either. They didn't play. They're taking on the Baltimore Orioles tonight at 7:10 at Fenway Park. L.A. Lakers center DeMarcus Cousins is pretty much out for the season. He suffered a torn ACL in his left knee, the third leg injury in the past year and a half for this dude. And let's see how much LeBron's going to brag about winning a championship now. Former NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., this is amazing. He's going to take the weekend off from broadcasting to be with his wife and daughter after they were involved in a plane crash Thursday. Now, did you see the video of this?
Yes.
No. Freaking thing was in flames.
I can't believe they all got out alive.
Him.
It's crazy.
His wife, his 15-month-old daughter, his dog, the two pilots, a couple of cuts, a couple of abrasions from a freaking plane that was on fire. It's insane. Former NFL wide receiver Calvin Johnson is partnering with Harvard University to research the benefits of medical marijuana when it comes to CTE and pain management. So we're going to be seeing a lot of NFL players around Harvard University very soon. And don't turn down a drink from Conor McGregor, the former MMA champ. There's video of him. You got to put this on the Get Up Crew Facebook page, Melissa. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
In Ireland, in a pub, he's pouring just shots because, you know, he has like a liquor company. He was pouring shots just for people in the bar.
Did you say shots?
Did I say shots?
Sorry, you did. Go ahead.
Shots. He was pouring shots. I'm still thinking
Big
about
difference.
The baby poop.
Right.
He's pouring shots for, people in the bar, including an old man who, for some reason, was refusing it. So every time he'd pour it, he'd move it to the side. He'd pour another one. The guy would move it.
He didn't want to drink.
He didn't want to drink it. So Connor got mad and decked this guy right in the face. Now.
Because he didn't want to drink?
Because he didn't want to drink. Now, that's messed up, but this old man, Pebbles, this is good news. He didn't fall off his chair. He didn't get knocked out. He literally took the punch and just stayed in his seat like nothing.
Did he hit him back?
Didn't hit him back. It's like almost like when a little kid hits you and it doesn't bother you. It's Conor McGregor. This guy has knocked out men for money in an octagon. He punched an old man in a bar, and the old man reacted like, yeah, what else you got?
Wow.
You got to see this freaking video. So do not underestimate the old people.
I keep telling you that, Romero. I keep telling you that.
Put that in Pebble's good news.
I don't want to steal your good news, but there you go. There you go. Okay, that's your sports.
Well, some other good news. So Johnny, a man from Taylor, South Carolina, was going around cutting lawns to earn some money. So he went to a woman named Helen's door, and she asked him to come back in a week because she didn't have the money. So she closes the door. Next thing you know, hears a loud noise outside. Johnny was out there cutting her lawn. And when Helen ran out again and said, listen, I don't have the money, he said that he had seen her kids playing in the yard, and he was worried about snakes being in the grass and biting them because the grass was too tall. He said he didn't need to be paid. He had grandchildren himself and hopes that someone would look out for them the same way.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.